time is 6:07 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP. Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Otto.
My name is Mac Blake, and I definitely need some new headphones. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, feel free. The phone number is 497.
Nope.
472. K-O-O-P, or three people like to spell. That was it. Three people like to count. 472-5667, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's the number to the radio station, and not any other number whatsoever that we might have alluded to in the past. Not that number, I swear to God. Before we start the show, a couple things. One, if anybody could give me a final on the cards game, you don't have to do it right now, and you really don't have to talk that much. Just whenever it's time. You know when. I'd appreciate that. And also, before we start the show,
I can actually give you a final if you wanted.
Really?
We have the internet here, the German internet.
Yeah, but I feel weird looking up scores on the co-op computer. And before we start the show, let's
announce the music.
What's that? Yeah, okay, let's announce the music.
Because we started off the show with... do I sound okay, by the way?
You sound fine. Let me announce mine first. That was Dirt Bombs, okay. With Brand New Game off the album. If you don't already have a look, that was from disc 2, which is the covers disc.
And then before that, we heard J. Retard with his album Shadow off of Blood Visions. And that was played because... unfortunately, J. Retard died earlier in the week.
That is right. Let's bring that music down.
That's really loud?
That's enough of that, yeah.
Can't tell, man.
I know.
The cans, man. No, I'm sorry. The man didn't mean to sound. I know why, he's just exasperated. Hey! Yeah, that really sucks. Anyone who listens to this show for any amount of time, you know we play a lot of J. Retard.
Yes.
And so... do you know the latest on that? Is it still just he died in his sleep?
As of Friday, they still, died in his sleep. Age of 29, circumstances have not been released.
Age of 29?
Yet. Yeah.
It's my age.
That was my age last year.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's the magic age for musicians. Yeah.
Why? So, why do you say that?
Well, I mean, that's sort of around that time, because it was like 27 was the magic age for a while. It was like...
What do you mean by magic age?
Well, because like Kurt
magic age to die.
Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, Janis so yes. Joplin. Yeah, around that area.
Yeah, you need to tighten up that definition of magic.
that cursed number.
There we go.
That cursed age.
Yeah, and that was hard hearing that news because obviously we don't know J. Retard, but we really like his music.
Yeah,
and we'll be playing some more J. Retard later in the show in honor of his. Fantastic musical career.
Yes, we will be playing some throughout the show. And if you like what you hear, Stronger Than Dirt, tonight at 8, we'll be doing a special. J. Retard will be in the spotlight tonight. So Scott will come through for you on that one. Very good show.
Yes, very good show indeed. And this show is going to be good. We're going to be your host and all the way until 7 o'clock when a clear spot comes on the airwaves. And we got a lot to talk about, including the late night Eskerplunk that's
yeah.
gone down. On network programming.
Yeah.
So I record this show, David, every week. First of all, David, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. A little frantic right now, a little energetic trying to get everything squared away. We're having some audio troubles, but I think I'm doing all right overall. How are you, Mac?
Pretty good. I can't hear anything in these stinking headphones.
Really?
Though. Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Can't even hear my own voice. In fact, all these headphones are doing are muffling. It's actually muffling my voice. But I record the show on this computer of mine, this old PC laptop.
Yeah.
And I have decided that I'm going to have to get a new computer.
Ooh.
And it's funny that I hadn't used my computer for like weeks, really. I only used it to sort of record the show because I was on vacation.
Right.
And I really was like, you know what? I'm going to take an actual vacation and not just lug my laptop around with me and, you know, work on stuff while I'm on it. Because but it's like my laptop new. Because the second I tried to use it after I made this decision, it was like extra slow.
Really?
Yeah, because the reason I need it, it's because my things in it are broken and not working. Other things are flashing all the time. And it's basically just really slow.
Yeah.
Extremely, extremely slow. And so I turned my computer on and I was like, hey, computer, Could you open up a Word document? It's like, oof. Yeah, I could do that in about like 5 minutes. It's like, what do you mean? I'm kind of busy. Well, all I asked you to do is open up the Word document. Yeah, but I'm working on other stuff. Well, what are you working on, computer? I'm processing. What are you processing? This stuff. Okay, well, how about you open up Firefox? Ooh, yeah, that'll be about 25 minutes. 25 minutes, yeah. Well, I kind of want to look at the internet now. Well, I kind of don't want to bring it up now. What do you mean you don't want to bring it up? I'd rather not. Well, why? What are you doing that you'd rather not bring up the... that's okay. What do you mean that's okay? You're not going to tell me? That's all right. Why don't you ask your new computer? Ah, there it is. Yeah, that's all right. Why don't you ask your new computer to help you out? Well, I haven't purchased it yet. Oh, okay. Oh, I see. New computer's not here. I am, though. So you asked me to do everything, but not good enough. Look, you just open up Word. No, I'm not going to open it. And that is the conversation I have with my computer.
Wow, that's awful.
Yeah, it's really bad. But today it worked.
Well, good.
We were able to record the show.
Yeah, I kind of had some computer problems of my own. My apologies. We're sitting here gushing over Jay Retard. I wanted to play some Teddy Pendergrass, but my computer decided to not cooperate with me.
Our apologies, of course, not to Jay Retard's corpse for gushing over it.
No, not at all. But I also wanted to pay. Wanted to do equal time.
Yeah, understood.
Teddy Pendergrass died this week, and I wasn't too familiar with his solo work, but I was a huge fan of, not a huge fan. I was an admirer of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, which he was a very big part of. I thought I would pull something up, but my computer did not want to cooperate. And yes, that's right. I listen to music on the computer. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I don't have your compact discs anymore or your long plays. Sorry if I don't have that. I thought I had a medium, or I thought I had some hardware that was indestructible, but apparently it's indestructible to everything except the whims of the computer. And to magnets.
Magnets are tricky things around computers.
Here's the thing. Let me ask you about that, Mac.
They have magnetic powers. Ask away.
Magneto.
Yeah.
Did he have a computer, or was it just like a series of file cabinets?
I don't think he ever filed anything.
Okay, because, like, I mean, he doesn't have, like, his powers are just magnetism. He doesn't have, like, huge mental capacity to remember everything that ever happened.
Yeah, in fact, I don't think he has much of anything. Like, he has magnetic powers, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
But how does he have money?
I don't know.
I mean,
he can't generate
no
revenue. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not. No one is employing him.
Right.
He doesn't own any lands.
Yeah.
He has no serfs.
Yeah.
I really don't know how Magneto had money, even to buy clothes.
Maybe it's like he uses magnetic power to like take silver and stuff out of safes.
Where's that comic book then? Where is Magneto goes to a pawn shop?
Yeah, exactly. Where is like the old like you know the 1930s villain where it's like I just want it for money and like where's him building his bankroll?
Where's Magneto like trying to sell a watch and being like I'll give you $250 for it. This is a Rolex, you know like yeah, it's the. This thing's hotter than the sun, my friend. Like, what? I was like, yeah, it's got stolen written all over it. Well, all right.
This thing's fake, buddy. If it was fake, how could I do this?
Watch stays in its place. Dang it. Sabretooth told me it was real.
So, yeah, I mean, I just kind of want to know, like, what his computing situation is. Or does, like, you know, does he have to, like, run down to the Hall of Records and come back in 5 minutes like, aha, Nathan Cable. And then, yes, he proceeds from there.
Who's Nathan Cable?
Cable.
That's not his name.
Yeah, it is.
His last name's not Cable.
Yeah, well, I don't know what it is. He was Nathan Cable when he first came up.
Yeah, what does Cable mean anyway?
It's
his name was not Nathan Cable. It was his name is actually Nathan Dayspring Summers Ascanison, if you would want the full-on nerd.
Can line two come through for me?
Let's see. KOP, you're on the air.
Oh, well, it's obvious how we could get money.
How's that?
Who is this?
This is Kristen.
Hey, Kristen, what's
if
up?
If he has magnetic powers, he could, like, you know... change or gold bars could come to him.
Okay, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but Kristen.
Yeah.
You try and take a gold bar into your targets to your Dollar Generals.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you to get out. They're going to tell you to hit the bricks and not your gold brick.
Okay, well, gold coins then.
Gold coins, you can't pay. You can't buy a jacket of gold coins.
Well, yeah, we're not going
to. Well, no, he's not buying them. He's using his magnetic powers to get them, silly.
Yeah, but how does he transfer them? Like, yeah, you're silly.
Thank you for calling me silly. I like you, Kristen.
I'm not silly.
No, you're not silly. You're actually, you're bringing up a very good point. But how does he move this? This isn't uncut diamonds. Those are easier to move than cash. But like gold, you know.
Gold coins. If he gets gold coins, he can go anywhere.
Look, this
is. Well, hold on. No, he can't.
He can go to any coin shop. They'll buy gold.
This isn't Buccaneer time.
Well, see, there you go. He goes to a pawn shop and they have to buy gold, and then he's got to go to Target.
Pawn shop.
Well, who's buying gold then?
Everybody's buying gold. gold. It's at record highs, Goofy.
Okay, nice. Everyone, though, but you can't take gold into Target.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you take it to the bank, and you get the dollars that aren't magnetic, and
wow.
then you go to Target.
That's a lot of work for Magneto.
They'll flag
it's
it because...
It's not a lot of work. It's less work than, like, working.
There's a bunch of gold missing. They're going to flag it. If some dude, some silver-haired fox comes in with a bunch of gold, they're going to know.
I kind of want to see Magneto have the conversation and take your side. Hmm. Like, Magneto, that's a lot of work. It's less work than working. Like, that'd actually be, that would be an awesome comic.
Or he could just go to a coin shop, like a gold coin shop, and then just all the coins would
yes,
come
one of
running
the,
over to him.
One of the millions of gold coin shops that are in the area. Yeah, more plentiful than McDonald's.
Kristen, I appreciate you calling in, but it's obvious that you're anti-human, pro-mutant.
Hmm. Well, you can think about it.
All right. Thanks
okay,
for calling
bye-bye.
In.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Kristen. So tell you what, let's play some more J Retard.
Yes, let's do
and
that.
And then we'll come back with some more Mascot Wedding Show, and I'll try and fix my stuff so I can stop complaining like a little baby. Like a little Scottish
like
baby.
Like a little Scottish baby.
That's right. There's J Retard off of Blood Visions again. Nightmares. Right? Yeah. Mascot Wedding Show for this.
Cross that off. We're not doing that segment. We got taken over by Magneto talk, and so let's just move ahead. Hey, this is the Mascot Wedding Show. We're back. I'm David,
and I am Mac, and we just heard some more J Retard with Nightmares off of his album Blood Visions. So, all this week in late night television, there has been a skerfuffle. How would you say it?
A verbal scrum.
Yeah, we started out on Monday with rumors that Conan O'Brien, who hosted tonight's show at his 11:30 Eastern, 10:30 Central time spot, was going to be pushed back 30 minutes. And so basically Jay Leno could start off the late night, moving his hour-long show from 10, 9 Central to a 30-minute spot where the Tonight Show used to be.
Right.
And here we are on Saturday with reports that NBC is agreeing to pay Conan $30 million to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And his last show will be next week.
Yeah.
So we went from that to that. How did it happen? Now, Gawker TV, or Gawker's TV site, which has been invaluable in sort of looking over this stuff. Because what I'd like to do, David.
Sure.
I'd like to go blow by blow by this thing.
Please do. It is a fascinating little story. It really
is. Kind of this wacky week. And then and talk about it. And then at the end, some strong discussion points.
Please do. I'm looking forward to this.
Let's set up the situation. So, was it 4 years ago?
About 2005.
2005, when NBC announced that Conan O'Brien was going to be taking over The Tonight Show in 4 years.
Right.
They said in 4 years, Jay Leno will retire and Conan will take over The Tonight Show, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because one must think at the beginning of this that the motivation for it has to be that Jay Leno wanted to quit.
Yeah, because when you quit, it's pretty quick because you don't want to be there anymore. When you take 4 years to announce your goodbye, that's a farewell tour. You want out.
And it also seems, though, that like with a four-year announcement, it wasn't so much like, hey, I'm Jay Leno, I want to quit. It was like, we got to do something to keep Conan.
Yes, exactly.
Because Conan was probably getting offers, and he's admitted as much for other networks.
Yeah. So this got the wheels in motion, saying, "Hey, look, the pieces are in place. We just need to fit them there. In 4 years' time, you will be the host of the Tonight Show, like you want to be."
Yeah. So kind of a weird deal to begin with.
Sure.
4 years out, knowing that Conan will replace Jay. That's a long time.
Yeah, but at least the assurances are made. At least people can sleep easier at night knowing that.
And then here we are, 4 years later. Where when Conan took over The Tonight Show, NBC made a move to their 10 to 11 or 9 Central programming. They basically got rid of the entire block and they gave Jay Leno his own variety show.
Yes.
It's an hour long. It's pretty much the same format except...
no desk.
No desk. It's him in a chair.
Yeah.
And he does like different segments now, but it's not so much guest heavy, but it's pretty much almost the same show.
It's pretty much the same show, but yeah, go ahead.
And in a way, so it's kind of like, yeah, we're giving Conan the Tonight Show, but we're also giving Jay a show. It's sort of like Jay didn't want to go away.
Yeah.
We're giving Jay tonight's show.
That's right. Yeah. And unfortunately, Leno's rating sucked, as did Conan's.
Terrible. Abysmal. Yeah.
And it was announced that Leno's show, we'll call it the, because we're here in Austin, Texas, mm-hmm. we'll call it the 9 p.m. experiment.
Okay.
No, we'll go Eastern because that's where it is. That's where the money is made. We'll call it the 10 p.m. experiment failed.
Sure.
I got to hand it to NBC, though. They tried something new.
Yeah.
And in a way, it saved them a lot of money because it's a lot easier to produce Five Nights at Tonight Show than 5-hour-long dramas.
It's incredibly low production value. And if I may interject for a second.
Please do.
What I thought it was going to be, because, you know, at the very first, it just looked like Jay Leno wanted to hang around a little bit. I bristled at that notion. But the thought that it was going to be like, hey, we don't have a desk, you know, that sort of thing. I was picturing something along the lines of like Dick Cavett or Mike Douglas where like you spend an extended amount of time with a guest, like an hour with Halle Berry. And like it would go beyond just promoting a movie or something where you could actually have a conversation. I kind of liked that idea.
Yeah.
But after about a day and a half, it was clearly not that idea. It was just the Tonight Show at 10 Eastern.
And I was kind of surprised that the show wasn't doing well because it's like, well, Leno's show did well. How come this one isn't? Mm-hmm. It's pretty much the same show. At least it seems that way to me. But I even knew some Leno fans, people that if they had their choice of late night hosts would always choose Leno. And even those people were like, oh, yeah, Leno's new show sucks.
Yeah.
It's a big snooze. But it seemed like it was the exact same show. Kevin Eubanks, jaywalking, headlines, all that stupid stuff. That really stupid, unfunny stuff that he did is still there.
Yeah. But people don't want that during prime time.
I guess they don't.
No. I mean, that's like, you know. That's like watching Saturday Night Live in the afternoon. It just, you know, it's still the same show, but it doesn't have that same vibe. It just doesn't feel right to watch, you know, a late night talk show before your late local news. It doesn't jibe well with people.
And because of it, it was announced that Jay's show would be ending. Mm-hmm. And they were going to end it right in time for the Winter Olympics.
Yes.
Which, because of declining network ratings, NBC was estimated to lose like $200 million on that.
So far.
Yeah. Hasn't even started, which is kind of insane.
Digging yourself out of a hole there, Olympics.
And so, but here's the thing about Jay, is that when they got rid of Jay, if you will, when Jay was forced to quit, he was number one in the ratings.
Yes. Yes, he was.
He was retiring, quote unquote, on top, but then he didn't want to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And so you now had a rumor that they were going to give Jay a 30-minute time slot. But it was going to start at the Tonight Show's time. Tonight Show would start at midnight Eastern.
Eastern time, yeah.
And then Fallon, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, would get pushed back and would now start at 1 Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we were on Friday. And so Friday, these rumors came out. And if you watch Conan and Jimmy Fallon, they both made jokes about it.
Yes.
And they both made jokes being pushed back. But back then, it was still just rumors. Like Conan even said, like, oh, you might have heard the rumors.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was still in the discussion phase, you know. And Conan made a couple jokes, but it was mostly like poking fun at himself and his own ratings. You know, like, oh, because I'm not doing so well that, you know, NBC's going to cancel me, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, I mean, there were some reports of like, Conan slams NBC or Conan doesn't hold back. But, I mean, it was, honestly, it was pretty mild.
It was almost good-natured in a weird way. It was like, can you believe this?
Exactly. And it just kind of felt like rumors.
Yeah.
And then Monday, you know, Leno made some jokes about the move as well on his show.
Mm-hmm.
But his jokes, I mean, he said like, Didn't we just get fired in May or something like that?
Yeah.
And then he also had a joke. So here's a quote. Can you do a Leno impression?
I could try.
You want to read that?
What am I doing?
Where my thumb is. It starts with supposedly.
Supposedly, we're moving to 11:30, but even this is not sure. See, my people are upset. Conan's people are upset. Hey, NBC said they wanted drama at 10. Now they got it.
Hey, that was a pretty good Leno, by the way.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate that. I was genuinely happy I pulled it off.
Yeah, but look at that. So he acknowledges that Conan's upset, but he used also the words like, didn't we just get fired in May?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that something like a guy who like wanted to retire from The Tonight Show? The fact that he referred to, you know, like the four-year out, the planned retirement of Jay Leno on The Tonight Show, he is referring to it as he getting fired.
Here's what I would say.
Does that sound like a man who's happy with that decision?
it's complicated. No, it doesn't. That's the yes no answer. I would, by extension, I would wonder if he is so delusional that he sees it as being fired, because he is clearly delusional in that he doesn't see any fault in this. He's just like, oh, I wanna go back to 11:30. I'm going back to 11:30. Like, he doesn't see what kind of conflict that creates for everybody else. I just think he's so delusional in his head. He thinks that every move that involves him moving back up is the right move.
I don't know if I call it delusional. He clearly does not think much of Conan.
Mm-hmm.
And he does not care if he to hurt the Tonight Show brand. It seems like if you respect, I mean, like the Tonight Show as an entity, as an establishment,
which is 60 years strong, something like that.
Yeah, he clearly does not value that as much as he values being Jay Leno.
Yes,
himself as a brand, if you will.
Right.
So Conan on Monday, he mentioned it briefly in his monologue, and he had some light mocking of Jay,
mm-hmm.
including an impression of him, which is like, you know, it was actually, I think. Conan's impression of Jay is really funny. He's like, and then some other stuff.
Yeah.
But most of his jabs still were at NBC.
Yeah.
Letterman on Monday, however. Now, Letterman obviously has a history with this.
Yes, yes, he does. He knows exactly where this is coming from.
Jay, his longtime rival, who beat him out for the Tonight Show hosting spot once Johnny Carson vacated.
Mm-hmm.
There's no love lost between the two.
Right.
They, however, have been some sort of, or somewhat of... gentlemanly.
A detente.
Yes, in their feud.
Yeah.
I mean, because especially like, you know, Letterman, he had that heart attack,
mm-hmm.
and Jay wished him well.
Yes.
You know, I mentioned that on the air. Leno, after the Hugh Grant interview,
yeah.
After he got arrested with that hoe.
Yes.
After the lady of the evening.
After Leno fell bass-ackwards into television history.
Yes, he comes consistently beating Letterman in the ratings. I think that humbled Dave a little bit. But however, something happened. Some switch has been flipped somewhat recently, the last 2 years, where Letterman does not care anymore.
Yeah.
He just does not give an F.
No.
And like, there's an interview with Paris Hilton where it's basically, it was like Jay's complete goal is just to make her cry.
Letterman's,
excuse me. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, and Letterman, like, but for some reason, this sort of like, this kind of like crazy, I don't care anymore, Letterman, I have to say, is better.
Yeah.
Than this sort of like, because he is not playing it safe at all. He doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting to watch. Now, he on Monday, he started putting some jabs. I'd say more like heavy blows at Leno. He's, you know, whenever he referred to Leno, he'd give him a little like a snide nickname, like Jay Big Jaw Leno.
Yeah.
You know, he does a Leno, and also Letterman's Leno impression murders me.
Oh, he's been working on that thing for 22 years.
Yeah,
he knows exactly what he's doing.
He's like, yeah, Jay likes working on his car. He's like, hey, mate, it's going to get some more emphasis. Like something like that. It's just, it's great. It's a great Leno impression.
Yeah.
But if you're wondering what side that Letterman is on, clearly on Conan O'Brien. Conan, sort of more of a spiritual successor to Letterman, you know, took over a show which Letterman started. I mean, if you look at that, that is pretty much a show that NBC created for Letterman.
That's right, yeah.
And it has now become, I'd say, a full-fledged franchise. It's got one successful successor,
mm-hmm.
Conan, and now it's moved on to Fallon. So, I mean...
Yeah, three hosts in 30 years. I mean, that's... And the third one just started.
If I was Letterman, I would be proud of that.
Of course. That's his baby. Yeah.
But he was referring to our old friend Conan O'Brien, likable young newcomer Jimmy Fallon, and then he referred to Carson Daly as Carson Daly, whom I've never seen in my life. And then he rips on him some more, which ended up being sort of like a trend that week, where he's like, who's this Carson Daly guy?
If Carson Daly was still alive, I'd feel bad for him.
And now, people have been referring to this as the late night war, this ongoing story. And
yeah.
I'm kind of like, oh, geez, can we find another name besides war?
Late Gate? Do you want to bring Gate into this?
But in a way, the amount of people involved, it almost does become a war. I mean, obviously it's of words.
Yeah.
Not of...
no, of course not.
Murdering.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
no one's driving across Burbank
obviously,
to go over the hill.
People should know that.
Yeah.
But Craig Ferguson also got involved.
Yeah.
And he was really kind of out for blood. He called him... he described this whole mess as the direct result of atrocious management by once great American network. Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Of this week.
Tuesday, here we go.
This is when things blew up.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
I mean, because besides like Letterman and Ferguson, kind of, you know, fanning the flames, Conan and Jay pretty civil.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday, this is when there were no longer rumors. Conan released a statement to the press.
Right.
Saying that he will not make the move. And here are the juiciest parts of that. 6 years ago, I signed a contract with NBC to take over The Tonight Show in June of 2009. Like a lot of us, I grew up watching Johnny Carson every night, and the chance to one day sit in that chair has meant everything to me. I worked long and hard to get that opportunity, passed up far more lucrative offers, and since 2004, I spent literally hundreds of hours thinking of ways to extend the franchise long into the future. It was my mistaken belief that, like my predecessor, I would have the benefit of some time, and just as important, some degree of rating support from the primetime schedule. I mean, if you remember, Jay was losing to Letterman for a couple years there until that switch.
And if you'll also remember, Conan was getting ravaged by the critics when he first started. You need to give him time to develop.
No, Conan is a classic. I mean, like, they were renewing him on, like, a weekly basis.
Yes. As we were talking to DJ John earlier.
Of the Elk Meeting Ritual Show. Thursdays on Co-op.
That's right. He made a good point. Like, this is sort of how Conan made his name, by persevering. So if you had given Conan a chance to persevere on The Tonight Show, you would have built something very, very special. But now they're canceling it after 7 months.
Conan continues. Building a lasting audience at 11:30 is impossible without both. He was talking about rating support and the benefit of a primetime schedule.
Right.
But sadly, we were never given that chance. After only 7 months with My Tonight Show in its infancy, NBC has decided to react to their terrible difficulties in primetime by making a change in their long-established late-night schedule. The primetime he's referring to includes The Jay Leno Show.
Right.
Last Thursday, NBC executives told me they intended to move The Tonight Show to 12:05 to accommodate The Jay Leno Show at 11:35. So not really rumors.
Right.
So when Conan on Friday was talking about the rumors, he was talking about things that someone...
Things that are real now.
...told him, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
For 60 years, The Tonight Show has aired immediately following the late local news. I sincerely believe that delaying The Tonight Show into the next day to accommodate another comedy program will seriously damage what I consider to be the greatest franchise in the history of broadcasting. The Tonight Show at 12:05 simply isn't The Tonight Show, as Letterman pointed out this week. That kind of makes it The Tomorrow Show.
Yeah.
Also, if I accept this move, I will be knocking The Late Night Show, which I inherited from David Letterman and passed on to Jimmy Fallon, out of its long-held time slot. That would hurt the other NBC franchise that I love, and it would be unfair to Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
So it has come to this. I cannot express in words how much I enjoy hosting this program and what an enormous personal disappointment it is for me to consider losing it. My staff and I have worked unbelievably hard, and we are very proud of our contribution to the legacy of Tonight Show, but I cannot participate in what I honestly believe is its destruction. Some people will make the argument that with DVRs and the internet, a time slot doesn't matter, but with The Tonight Show, I believe nothing could matter more. And then he like jokes about his hair and wraps it up. What do you think about that?
I think he is completely right in every regard. It is. It's one of the last shows where it's appointment viewing. Like, you watch it at 11:35, or you don't. Like, you know, it's not the kind of thing that you watch the next day on DVR. It's like, oh, I got to catch up on the jokes that I'm already hearing about on the water cooler, you know, near the water cooler today. And yeah, I agree completely with every point. He needs time to grow. I mean, you look at Carson had almost 3 decades. You know, Leno had 17 years. You're giving Conan 7 months, like, and he's exactly right. Well, one last point I want to make. Jay Leno has 1/3 of the weeknight programming during the Monday through Friday week.
Yeah.
And he is responsible, or like that 9 p.m. That 9 p.m. slot is responsible for saying, "Stay tuned for your late local news and The Tonight Show." If nobody's watching The Jay Leno Show, or if nobody's watching whatever comes on at 9 o'clock, there is no lead-in. He needs that lead-in. So by proxy, Jay Leno really is screwing over The Tonight Show, and going back to The Tonight Show is not going to save that.
But I would say that that's not even a lead-in. I mean, what it is it's The Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's The Jay Leno Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And so it's basically like, we're going to give Conan our full support, but we're also going to run a show right before his, which is pretty much his show.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, there are different shows. They have different styles. They do different things. But if you're taking Jay away from The Tonight Show and giving it to Conan and giving him your full support, you don't give Jay another show right in front of him.
Yeah.
Because then if people want comedy and you're giving them an option of, or if they want The Tonight Show, people who are the holdover audience from The Jay Leno Tonight Show, mm-hmm. And you're giving them Jay, they're not going to stick around for Conan.
Yeah, you're spoiling your dinner. You're eating pizza before Thanksgiving dinner. It's like, okay, I got my monologue. I got my guests. All before 10 o'clock, I'm going to bed. Who needs The Tonight Show now?
And the end result is you're going to eat less pizza, less turkey.
Yeah.
Ratings for both shows in the turlet.
Right, exactly.
Leno, on Tuesday, after the statement came out, he didn't really do a whole lot about that.
No.
He did once again mention his show's cancellation.
Yeah.
And that was his old show, once again. Conan, on his Tuesday show, after this thing got published, he was making a lot of jokes about it, mostly aiming them at the NBC execs. But
yes.
Then, this is when he started to take his first shot at Leno,
mm-hmm.
which... During this whole thing, you know, like, because you read that Tuesday thing and it doesn't mention anything about, like, oh, Jay sucks. This is all like, this is things that NBC want me to do.
Right, exactly.
Or wants me to do.
It's their mismanagement. It's their poor decision. Yeah.
But Tuesday night, you start to see Conan aiming his barbs at Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also on Tuesday night, I believe is when Jimmy Kimmel, is that Tuesday, I believe, or Wednesday? Yeah, it was Tuesday night when Jimmy Kimmel did his entire show dressed up as Leno.
That is correct. Yeah.
Kimmel throwing his hat into the ring.
Yeah. Which, kudos to him. That's, I mean, because it was in the entire hour he did as Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Stayed in character, like, you know, did the prosthetic chin, did the whole same dumb banter with his band leader.
That was actually my favorite part of the impression. The way band leader, I think his name is, let me see.
Cleto.
Yeah, Cleto Escobedo.
Yeah.
Or Cleto, I don't know which one it is. Did a Kevin Eubanks kind of impression. That's sort of like that Greek choir. Like, here, you just talk for a little bit and I'll do my Kevin Eubanks. This is pretty much what it is.
So Tiger Woods is back in the news.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah. You've been following this there?
I have.
Yeah. He's having sex with a lot of ladies
having
now.
Having sex, yeah.
Yeah, he sure is. Have, yeah. Yeah.
Basically, like repeating anything the host says and then like busting up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, I can't believe he's doing that.
No, I thought it was, you know, I'm not a huge Jimmy Kimmel fan, but I thought it was incredibly, I don't want to say courageous because it wasn't courageous, but that took some stones. That took some serious stones to actually like throw your hat in the ring and say, no, I support this decision. I support this guy.
Letterman on his Tuesday night show, lots of shots at Leno, NBC, and also ripping on Carson Daly. Some more Ferguson on Tuesday, continuing to force himself into this conversation.
Exactly.
Had a lot of jokes in his monologue and called the NBC executives lying rats.
So we're not even midweek and the gloves are already off.
But the funny thing about Ferguson is that he's like claiming to be sick of this, yet he can't stop talking.
Oh, of course not. Yeah, exactly.
Here we go. Wednesday. Leno reacts to Kimmel's performance.
Yeah.
And he sort of like tried to zing back at Kimmel, but it's really weak.
Yeah.
And then he took some Leno once again. He's also trying to act like not the bad guy in the situation, taking some more shots at some NBC executives. And he also says the phrase, Conan O'Brien is understandably very upset.
Yeah.
You know, basically Jay trying not to be the bad guy.
Right, of course.
Conan, on his Wednesday night show, opens with, here we go. I actually do have one audio clip of this. Here's Conan's Wednesday opening. This is kind of funny. Hopefully this will work. Let's see.
Let's give it a shot.
Yeah, the thing with these audio clips is I'd have to like link up.
Yeah.
All these YouTube videos, but this one really available.
Let's go to the button.
Looking forward to it. We're gonna have fun tonight. Let's have some fun. That's what it's all about. It's just about having some fun. You know, I'm trying very hard to stay positive here, and I want to tell you something. This is honest. Hosting the Tonight Show has been the fulfillment of a lifelong dream for me, and I just want to say to the kids out there watching, you can do anything you want in life. Yeah. Yeah, unless Jay Leno wants to do it too.
Oh, so I don't think there's any doubt anymore after that Conan does not like Leno.
Yeah, he is no more Mr. Nice Guy. He's clearly placing the blame on Leno, which is the right thing to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Letterman still going extremely hard at Leno at this point.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any sort of tact that maybe someone throwing a cleat out the window, he's like running bits called like Jay Leno the Early Years, where it has him taking over Arsenio Hall show, and also Merv Griffin's grave. And so they actually have a graphic of Jay Leno busting up to the ground from Merv Griffin's grave. And then when he busts up, they have audio going like, LA local news is next. And your local news starts right now. Fallon finally came out.
Oh yeah.
And basically said, mommy and daddy are fighting. Please leave me alone. Mm-hmm. Ferguson once again says he's fed up with the whole thing.
Yeah.
Which is weird because who's asking you to talk about it, Craig?
Tune in tomorrow when I have more things to say about this thing I couldn't care less about.
And Thursday, host attack. This is when everyone's getting out on it. And this is the craziest thing.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy Kimmel on his Tuesday show did the entire show dressed up like Leno. Leno's people called Kimmel to have him on Leno's show.
Their 10 at 10 segment.
Yes, yeah. Which is, in case you haven't seen it, which is everyone, including myself, it's 10 questions with somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Leno is interviewing Jimmy Fallon. Oh, sorry, not Jimmy Fallon. Man.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel and Fallon ever go against it, they're going to have to.
There's a lot of Jimmys and Jays and Juniors and stuff.
There definitely is a lot of Jimmys and Jays and Junior.
And an Arsenio in there somewhere.
And he pretty much, and what's funny is that NBC was billing this as the clip everyone's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay's asking him questions like, what's the best prank he's ever pulled? Kimmel responds with, the best prank I ever pulled was I told a guy that 5 years from now, I'm going to give you my show. And then the 5 years came, I gave it to him, and I took it back almost instantly.
Yeah.
Basically like ripping Leno right to his face. And let's see if we can play a little bit of this audio.
Welcome back. If you want to see two talk show hosts battling out for airtime, this is...
Yep. We'll go to the end there. But also, Asked by Leno if he ever orders anything off the TV. Kimmel said, like, NBC ordered your show off the TV. Zing. Asked by Leno what the record is. Asked by Leno what the record is for number of lap dances he's received in one night, which is kind of basically a shot at Kimmel.
Yeah.
And he goes, and Kimmel says, strippers, I don't like in general because you have this funny relationship with them for money, similar to that of when you and Conan were on the Tonight Show together passing a torch. You know what I'm saying? Asked by Leno what he hasn't hosted yet, but would like to. And Kimmel responds with, oh, this is a trick, right? Where you give me to host the Tonight Show and then you take it back from me. So basically, well, what'd you think of this?
I thought a lot of things about it. One, I thought it was...
Well, I mean, let me ask you this more specifically.
Sure, sure, yeah.
When the dust settled on this interview, if you will,
mm-hmm.
which... what was your impression of Kimmel? What was your impression of Leno?
My impression was Leno was... He was a good sport about it. I mean, to know what was coming for the most part and to still have it on your show anyway and to sit there and take it, I thought that was admirable in a weird way, but I also thought it was kind of he didn't punch back, like he just came, I mean, he is this entire week, Leno has been very much the company man,
yeah,
just sort of like, I don't want to ruffle any feathers, like even like let's go back to Tuesday, that
well, he hasn't been that much the company man, he's been ripping on NBC the entire time, but he hasn't been doing it the way
it's been incredibly Leno-esque. Because Tuesday when the gloves came off and Conan really started to, you know, gain some steam and really, you know.
After the statement came out.
Yeah, exactly. And he was really unfettered. Like, if you ever want to see, like, a comedian untethered versus one who is completely restricted, watch the Tuesday night show of Conan and watch the Tuesday night show of Jay. Because Jay goes out, makes a couple of very softball jokes, and then makes, like, a Bill Clinton joke and a Sammy Sosa joke. I mean, he really did. Like, Sammy Sosa, really?
I think in terms of him being a company man, I would say it's more classic Jay in that... Behind the scenes, they're scheming, but he's trying to soothe things. He's trying to play both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's trying not to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, there's that story of him when he's in the negotiations for The Tonight Show that they're interviewing Letterman and Jay was hiding in a closet.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
But Jimmy, again, to his credit, yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel,
right? That was incredible what he did. But then, like, after watching it and after being very, very pained by it almost, like, it was very painful to watch, was it entirely necessary? Like, why couldn't he have just refused to go on? I don't know.
It's... I think this is the audio for his last question. Okay. Let's see.
I do. Yes, I do. What do you fear most?
Hold on.
Oh, this is a trick, right?
Where no.
This is that other question.
And then take it back from
no,
me?
No.
I'm not
going to...
Listen, Lucy, I'm not Charlie Brown. I don't fall for that trick. No, I'd say the Soul Train Awards.
Soul
like
Train Awards.
The Soul Train Awards.
Thank God he didn't swear.
Part number 10, A, B, or C. You came on at 10 of 10 because A, you love innovative satellite technology. B, you're promoting your own show. C, you want to keep me happy in case I decide to switch to ABC. It's, you know what, it's all of the above, really.
Really?
Listen, Jay, Conan and I have children.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All you have to take care of is cars.
That's right.
I mean, we have lives to lead here. You've got $800 million. For God's sakes, leave our shows alone.
See, I thought that was a little
bit. A plea from Jimmy.
But at the same time, I mean, part of me, yeah, thought that Kimmel came across as a bit of a bully.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it was like watching, I couldn't believe it in a way that Leno would allow this on the show.
Yeah. And you know what?
And you could tell Leno kind of, like you said, sort of taking it or whatever, playing it off, but he's not happy.
Seething.
When Kimmel was like, all I have to do is take care of cars. Leno was like, yeah. Kind of like, you know, give me your best shot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, because true words had never been spoken, you know, when Kimmel brings up Conan's family, like he uprooted his family from New York to bring them to LA, thinking they would be there for a very long time. But to bring that into this war of words, it seemed kind of a low blow. Like, hey, just because you don't have kids to raise, Jay, like your argument is invalid. You know, just because you have $8 million, you're not allowed to want to go back to the show that you love doing. Like, I don't know. I thought it was a little out of bounds.
But at the same time,
you're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show.
Yeah,
by the
Mascot
way.
Wedding Show. Yep. Yes, my name is Mac Blake.
I'm David Hotta.
We are talking at length about this late night kerfluffle.
Yes.
What was I going to say? Yeah, and but at one point he asked about lap dances, and Kimmel's like, yeah, my mom is watching as Jay.
Yeah.
And he sort of, it was almost masterful in a way, though, because he pretty much just completely beat the crap out of Jay Leno.
Mm-hmm.
So Kimmel won that night. Conan, more jokes, which really it sounded like from his jokes that the former host would soon be the future host of Tonight Show, Leno. Letterman kept going full guns at Leno. Kimmel and Ferguson again got into it. Also, Stewart and Colbert, they are also making a bunch of jokes about it.
I missed this, but I heard about it.
They weren't all that great necessarily. Yeah. And also, if anyone cares, which nobody does, George Lopez. Fallon didn't mention it once, but he did have really a funny impression of Neil Young doing pants on the ground.
Yay, best thing of the week.
So Friday rolls around, and at this point, it's the show's kind of nothing really happens.
Uh-huh.
Like everyone, I mean, Letterman was not a repeat, but he tapes his Friday pre-taped shows earlier in the week.
Right.
Yeah. But however, Dick Ebersol, NBC sports executive. What? This is from NBC, by the way. He called Letterman and Conan chicken-hearted and gutless to blame a guy you couldn't beat in the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Then Ebersol, you know, this is an NBC executive once again. He told the newspaper that he met with O'Brien several weeks before he was due to take over the Tonight Show seat last May, encouraging him to broaden his appeal. O'Brien's people confirmed to the newspaper that the two had a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the newspaper, Ebersol was not pleased that O'Brien didn't take the advice to tweak his late-night style to suit the earlier Tonight Show. Ebersol, I like Conan enormously, personally, Ebersol told the newspaper. He was just stubborn about not willing to broaden the appeal of his show. I don't understand this, David.
Mm-hmm.
How long was Conan on the air? 17 years?
17 years.
They knew what they were getting.
Yeah, and he was also killing in that key demographic that they love so much.
I mean, like, I don't understand what Ebersol wanted from him.
Look, Dick Ebersol's an idiot. He has been for 30 years, and he still is.
Leno on Friday said, even David Letterman is taking shots at me, which is a surprise. Usually he's just taking shots at interns.
Yeah, I thought that was a good line.
And that is the week that was. And then today I read that Conan's going to leave. Next week is his last week, which should be sort of an awesome victory lap. And I have to say that one quick thing I want to touch on, I know we're coming up against it, is I've been watching a lot of Conan this week in order to keep up with all this. And I sort of have stopped watching Conan for a while now.
Right.
Which I love him. I used to watch him a lot in college and high school, but I kind of stopped watching him, you know, post college and high school.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed watching Conan so much this week.
Yeah.
I love Conan O'Brien.
Yeah. I mean, it's the fearlessness that you sort of want, like that without a net feeling that you used to love, you know, from talk shows or from like live TV. That's back. Like, he kind of doesn't care anymore. And there's something very pure and genuine about that I really love. And that's not to say I'd stopped liking Conan O'Brien. That's why, you know, I stopped watching it for a while. It was just like, you almost take him for granted. Like, he was on for 17 years, and you could turn it on any night, and it would be funny, but it would always be there. Which brings up the question, if this thing plays out, and he's sort of, you know, on the sidelines for a while, how long is he going to be on the sidelines? How long are we going to be we? How long is Conan going to be out of commission? Like, that's a weird feeling to me. Like, here's a guy who set himself up. You know, did 17 years. He wanted to do The Tonight Show for the rest of his life.
You know what? And that right there, that is why a lot of these late night hosts fail.
Mm-hmm.
Because they view this as kind of like a temporary gig.
Mm-hmm.
Right before Fallon got the job, Lorne Michaels was like, if you want this job, Jimmy, this is the job you're going to have to do for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
There's no making movies on the side here.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. And Conan 100% was dedicated to this.
Yeah.
And with other people like, what's his name? Craig Kilborn.
Yes,
who had
that's
a
right.
very different style, but I actually like Craig Kilborn.
Yeah.
Was not committed, and he was gone.
Yeah. And he is gone, right?
Yeah.
He is nowhere to be found.
Let me ask you some questions about
this. Shoot, yes.
So I guess late night, for some reason, there's been a trend recently, very public handling of these news items. Like when Dave Letterman had those blackmail attempts and revealed on air about his affair with Smitty.
Yeah.
That intern.
Uh-huh.
Based on all that, were you surprised at how public this became?
You know what? Yes and no. I'll say this. Yes, because this is the sort of thing that we should never be privy to. Go track one on that one instead.
Sure.
This is stuff that we should have never really been privy to and weren't privy to in the past. So I'm kind of surprised that it's being aired right now and being aired so vociferously and so strongly.
Uh-huh.
But on the other side of that coin, this is sort of the age we're in. Like, nothing is private, nothing is sacred, nothing is behind closed doors. There's always going to be a tipster or a source, or there's always going to be someone who leaks. So, and that's sort of, you know, I'm a little disappointed by that, but I'm not surprised by it.
It seems like Conan, by being so public about it, is garnering a lot of support.
Yes, exactly.
Leno, for trying not to talk about it, is becoming even more of a villain.
Yeah, because there is a certain amount of, like, good for him about coming out, confronting this crisis that is, you know, not just facing his career, but his family. I mean, he did uproot his family. Is he going to move back to New York? What's he going to do now? But to go out and do a show every night and address it and make, you know, lemonade out of lemons and still put on probably the best show he's done in his career. Yeah, he's garnering a ton of support.
Second question.
Shoot.
Kimmel going on Leno.
Uh-huh.
Before that clip aired, NBC during their Thursday night programming was like, hey, this is the clip everyone will be talking about tomorrow. So they're really hyping it up. And there is no doubt that this entire scandal has been great for NBC's ratings.
Yeah.
So there's this weird sort of like NBC is pleased with the ratings, the result from this incident, but they have to be displeased with all the bashing they're taking. But if you're Jimmy, why do you think Kimmel went on the show?
I think he wanted to get it off his chest. I think his intentions were good. I think he really wanted to stick up for this sort of injustice that he saw going on, and he wanted to speak his piece.
If you're Leno's people, why ask Kimmel on?
Because it's ratings. Because, I mean, it really is that. And I think NBC is just eating this up right now. Like, they very easily could just, you know, bristle at everything Conan says and just be very annoyed with it and pull the plug at any time. But for them to say, all right, you get one more week, you scamp. Go on out there and make fun of us some more. Like, they really want the ratings while they can get the ratings.
And I think ratings is the main motivation for everyone else throwing their hat in the ring.
Yeah. Like,
Ferguson, Kimmel coming out as Leno. Kimmel, who is not even involved in the situation, now all of a sudden becomes like a prime mover in it.
Yeah, yeah,
I
exactly.
mean, like, because they need to ride this buzz because they need to get viewers too. Because otherwise, like with all of Letterman's bashing of Leno, if you want to see like scandal and controversy, if you can either watch The Tonight Show or Letterman Show, suddenly Letterman Show almost becomes a bigger watch. Yeah. Because he's being a bigger jerk about
it. Well, also, when all this finally goes down, you know, 2 Mondays from now, the lights are going to be on and the roaches have to scamper somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to all want to go to Leno just because Conan's gone and that's a natural progression. They might want to go to Letterman. They might want to go to Kimmel. So everybody's jockeying for position.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, David.
Yes.
We're fair and balanced.
Yes, we are.
On Mascot Wedding. We're like Phil Collins. We look at both sides of the story.
I still don't get that reference.
It's a song of his. It's a terrible song. defend Jay Leno.
From
Jay Leno's perspective, why is this a good move?
He is a guy who likes ratings, and The Tonight Show was a comfortable place where he got ratings. I don't know. I mean, he left on top. Why can't he go back to being on top? It should seem like they would roll the red carpet out for something that was successful. Why are they not acquiescing? Why are they not accommodating him?
You know what? Those are all good points. I think if you look at it, like, it's not like Leno is 100% like wrong and a monster, because if this is all just about ratings,
yeah,
it does make sense that he would go back. Keep in mind, a lot of promises have been violated.
Yeah.
And it seems like besides Devil's Advocate David, the only actual person to support Leno in this, besides Dick Ebersol, has been Seinfeld.
Yeah. Which is funny because his show, his new show, is taking the place of one of the 9 o'clock slots.
Yeah, funny about that. Yeah. Hey, folks, we got to go.
Yes, we do. We got to do a couple of these.
We do? Well, we'll tack those on right now. And then we will hand it over to Clear Spot.
Yeah.
And stay tuned for Clear Spot. And then later, Strong in the Dirt with Jay Retard. Tribute show. And this has been the Mascot Wedding. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, Austin. Well, I screwed up again. damn this mouse.
Come on, kids.
I can't. It doesn't move. I'm freezing up. All right, let's try it again. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, Austin.